主里亲爱的弟兄姐妹和听众朋友，你们好，欢迎您收听嘉略山华人基督教会主持的空中主日崇拜。今天的讲员是黄其峰牧师，翻译是黄其光牧师。今天讲员要与我们分享的信息是一位不放弃祷告的母亲。经文出自马太福音第15章21到28节。现在让我们存虔诚的心，一起用诗歌、祷告和领受圣经的教训，来崇拜三位一体又真又活伟大的神。Sisters,
主耶稣基督就是我们的音乐。
Jesus Christ is our melody.
当我们想起主耶稣的时候，
and when we think of the Lord Jesus,
我们的心就喜乐起来。
Our hearts are gladdened.
当我们的心有喜乐的时候，
when there is joy in our hearts,
我们就能够歌唱。
And we can sing.
当我们唱耶稣的名字的时候，
and when we sing of the name of Jesus,
主就要赐福给我们。
The Lord Jesus will bless us.
下一首诗歌。
Now let's sing another song.
Thank you.
弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
主耶稣是千万人中最美丽的
The Lord Jesus Christ is the man of men, the fairest of the fairest of 10,000.
主耶稣就是我们的先生
Jesus Christ is our bride,
教会是他的心腹
And the church is his bride.
我们要常常想念他
And as the bride, always need to think of the bridegroom.
主耶稣离开世界的时候
When Christ departed from this earth,
门徒心里忧愁
The hearts of the disciples were troubled.
主对他们说
Jesus comforted them.
你们心里不要忧愁
Let not your heart be troubled.
你们信神也当信我
Believe in God, believe also in me.
我去乃是为你们预备地方去
I go to prepare a place for you.
我说为你们预备了地方
And once I prepare the place for you,
就必再来
I will come again.
接你们到我那里去
And to receive you to myself.
主在为我们预备个新天新地新
And the Lord Jesus Christ, now He's prepared for us a new heaven, new earth, and new Jerusalem.
预备好了
And once He prepared the project,
他要亲自回来
He will come personally
接我们到他那里去
to receive us to Himself.
Oh, 弟兄姐妹
Oh, brothers and sisters,
我们要想念主
We need to think of Jesus.
想念天上的家
And we need to think of the home above.
你在忧愁中就有安慰
And you will have comfort in time.Of sorrow and affliction.
下一首诗歌268
Let's sing another song 268. Please remain standing, brothers and sisters.
我们一起祷告。
Let's join our hearts in one accord and pray together.
亲爱的天父
Dear Father in heaven,
我们奉靠主耶稣基督的名来到您施恩的宝座前。
We come to your throne of grace in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord.
神啊，我们要赞美你。
We want to praise you, God.
因为你是天地的主
For you are the Lord of heavens and earth
你是我们的父亲
And you are our father in heaven
想起你是我们的父亲
When we think of the fact that you are our father
我们的心就喜乐起来
Our hearts are gladdened
因为我们的父亲是在作王
Because our father in heaven, he is the king
他是天地的主宰
And he is the Lord of all
全世界全宇宙所有的都属于我们的父亲
And the whole wide world, the whole universe and everything it contains belong to our Father in heaven
那天父要将他所得的一切都 跟我们分享。
And Jesus Christ will share with us everything that he received from the Father.
这一切都是因为主耶稣曾经在十字架上为我们替死。
And we have such a hope, we have such assurance, it's all because Jesus died for us on the cross.
今天就是主的日子。
And today is the day we celebrate the Lord, resurrection of the Lord.
替我们死的主已经复活了。
Because the Lord who once died for us also rose from the dead.
他战胜了死亡。
And he has conquered death.
他成为我们复活出熟的果子。
And he become the first fruit of our resurrection.
他为我们带来了复活的盼望。
He has brought upon us the hope of eternal life.
因主活着。
Because Jesus lives.
生活就有意义。
And life become meaningful.
因主活着。
Because Jesus lives.
工作就有力量。
We have the strength to work.
因主活着。
Because Jesus lives.
明天就有盼望。
We have the hope of tomorrow.
主啊，我们服侍一位永活的救主。
Oh yes, we are serving a risen Savior.
他活在我们的生命里。
He lives forever and he lives within our hearts.
他坐在父的右边。
And he is sitting at the right hand of God the Father.
天天为我们祷告。
Making intercession for us daily.
用他慈爱的手牵引我们。
And to hold us with his hand of mercy.
用他的大能保护我们。
To protect us with his mighty power.
用他的恩典丰富的赐恩给我们。
And then he surrounds us with his abundant grace.
他的左手有富贵
，and there is riches, abundant riches in his left hand.
他的右手有长寿
，and there is longevity in his right hand.
他要赐给一切敬畏他的人
，and he will bless all those who fear him.
主啊，我们来到你恩座前
，Lord, we come to your throne of grace and mercy.
对主说
，we say unto you,
主啊，赐恩给我们
，Lord, bestow your grace on us.
让我们见证你的恩典
，and may we witness your grace.
荣耀你的名
，and may we glorify your name.
说今天是你的日子
，today is your day, Lord.
我们敬拜你
，we worship you.
求你住在我们中间
，make your dwelling place here today.
接受我们教会弟兄姐妹的爱
，and to accept the love of the brothers and sisters.
求你借着圣经向我们说话
，speak to our hearts through the Holy Bible.
打开我们的心
，open up our hearts and understanding.
领受你的话语
，to receive your word.
昼夜思想
，and to meditate on it day and night.
忠诚的遵守
，and then to keep it faithfully.
主啊，求你帮助我们。
Lord, please help us.
建立我们
，establish us.
使得我们在这个地方能够高举你
，so that we may uplift you here.
能够传扬你的福音
，and we can proclaim your truth and gospel.
直到万民都认识你
，until all people get to know you.
主，我们将今天的聚会完全的交托
，Lord, we entrust the worship service into your hand.
从开头直到末了
，from the beginning to completion.
求主都保守
，may the Lord safeguard us.
今天来到您恩座前的每一位
，may everyone who come to your throne of grace.
谢谢主的恩典
，thank you God for your grace.
我们将今天的聚会完全的交托
，Lord, we entrust the worship service into your hand.
我们愿你得着一切的荣耀
，and may you be glorified above all.
愿你的话语被传扬
，and may your word be proclaimed.
愿你的百姓被吸引归向你
，and may your people be drawn unto you.
奉靠主耶稣基督的名
，we pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Come now, Spirit of God, breathe life.
要讲的信息是一位不放弃祷告的母亲。
Today the subject of the message is a mother who never gave up.
刚才读的经文让我们看到一位母亲的祷告。
Earlier in the passage, we have seen a prayer of a mother.
这位母亲有两样宝贵的东西。
This mother has two things very precious.
一个就是爱心，一个是信心。
One is love, the other is faith.
爱心使她到耶稣的面前祈求。
Love draw her to the presence of the Lord to pray.
信心使她得到主的称赞。
Faith enable her to receive the praise of the Lord.
爱心跟信心的结果是她的女儿得到主的医治。
And the result of love and faith is that her daughter was healed.
以先我们看这位母亲的爱心。
Now, let's first look at the love of the mother.
圣经说耶稣离开加利利来到推罗西顿的境内。
The Bible said that Jesus left Galilee and he came to the district of Tyre and Sidon.
推罗和西顿是黎巴嫩的海港城市。
Tyre and Sidon are harbor cities of Lebanon.
耶稣这一次来推罗西顿有一个目的。
Christ came to Tyre and Sidon this time for a purpose.
就是要医治这个妇人的女儿。
That is to heal the daughter of this woman.
马可福音第七章告诉我们。
The Gospel of Mark chapter 7 tells us.
耶稣医好了这个女儿就回加利利去。
Having healed this lady, the woman's daughter, Christ returned to Galilee.
现在我们来看这位母亲遇到的难处。
Now, let's look at the dilemma that the mother was in.
圣经说她的女儿被鬼附得甚苦。
The Bible said that her daughter was being possessed by demon.
很明显的，这个女儿没有在敬畏耶和华的环境中成长。
Obviously, this daughter was not grown up in a God-fearing environment.
他们不认识耶和华是独一的真神。
People there did not recognize Jehovah as the only true God.
他们没有羔羊的血来遮盖他们。
They don't have the blood of the lamb to cover them.
他们不晓得来求告耶和华。
They don't know how to call upon Jehovah.
他们因此就受到魔鬼的苦练折磨。
Consequently, they were being oppressed by the demons.
这里我邀请母亲们天天为自己的孩子祷告。
Here, I want to invite all the mothers to pray for your children daily.
虽然你不知道神在你的孩子生命中的计划是什么。
Even though you do not know God's plan in your children's life.
虽然你不知道他们将来长大成为什么样的人生。
Even though you do not know what kind of life they will become when they grow up.
虽然你不知道他们将来肩上负责的使命是什么。
Even though you do not know the commission that they will carry throughout their life.
虽然你不知道神要如何的使用你的孩子。
Even though you do not know how God will use your children.
但你应该为孩子祷告。
But you must pray for your children.
当你的孩子生下来的时候，就要把他带到教会，请牧师为他祷告。
Once your baby has been born, you bring the baby to the church and ask the pastor to pray for your baby.
在这个献婴孩、为婴孩祷告的当中，你谢谢神将这孩子的生命托付给你。
And as you dedicate your baby to God, you thank God for entrusting the child to you.
你也在这祷告中将你的孩子交在神全能的手中。
In prayer, you entrust your child in the hand of God.
求神照着他的旨意、他的计划成就在你孩子的身上。
And ask God to fulfill His will and His plan in your child's life.
这样，神必把你的孩子分别为圣。
When you do so, God will set your child apart.
神必保守他、指引他一生的道路。
God will keep the child and guide the child throughout the child's life.
传统的犹太母亲，当她 抱着他孩子的手，就在他孩子的耳朵旁边轻轻地讲一句话。
The Jewish mother, when she first held the baby in her hand, she would whisper in the ears of this infant.
她说，耶和华是神。
And she would say, Jehovah is God.
所以从那个时候，母亲就告诉她，耶和华是你的神。
And ever since, the mother frequently tells the child, Jehovah is God.
今天母亲在孩子生命当中能够做一件最伟大的事，就是对你的孩子说，耶稣爱你。
Now, the greatest things that the mother could do to the children is to say to them, Jesus loves you.
母亲们每天要对你的孩子说，耶稣爱你。
Oh, mother, speak to your children daily that Jesus loves you.
保罗写信给提摩太。
Paul wrote an epistle to Timothy.
他说，你从小就跟你近前的母亲跟祖母学习圣经。
And he said, when you were young, you learned the Bible from your mother and your grandmother.
这是非常美好的家庭教育。
Now this is a wonderful family education.
感谢主，黄奇光牧师和我和我们的哥哥妹妹从小就受圣经的教育。
We thank God that we are Pastor Joseph and myself.Our older brother and our sisters, we received Christian education when we were young.
我们从小母亲就教导我们圣经。
When we were very young, our mom taught us the Bible.
我们从来没有听过说 Humpty Dumpty has a great fall.
We never heard that statement.
Yeah, 我们没有这些船头的故事。
We don't have all of this story like that.
我们的母亲从小就告诉我们，神会一生一世看顾你。
Our mom told us when we were young that God will watch over you throughout all your life.
我们在做家务的时候，母亲就唱圣诗给我们听。
And when we were doing the housework, our mom sang Christian hymns to us.
所以我们知道，无论发生什么事，神都与我们同在。
So we.Understand that no matter what happened, God is with us.
神都保护我们。
God keeps us.
这样童年的教育给我们打下了信仰坚固的基础。
This childhood education has set a very firm foundation for our Christian faith.
但刚才所读的这个母亲和她的女儿，他们没有这样的家庭教育。
But the mother in the scripture we read.And her daughter did not receive such family education.
她带女儿去求拜鬼神。
This mother brought her daughter to worship demons.
越拜鬼越来越多，光景每况愈下。
The more they worship demons, the more demons came to bother them. So the situation became bad to worse.
直到有一天。这位母亲她听到耶稣的故事。
Until one day, the mother heard the story of Jesus.
又知道主耶稣要到这个地方来。
And she heard that Christ would come to this place.
她就出去迎接耶稣，向耶稣祈求。
She went out to Jesus and begged Jesus.
她说：“主啊，可大卫的子孙啊，可怜我吧。”
And she said.O Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me.
他到这里来，因为他里面有母爱。
She came here because within her there was the love of the mother.
以下我们来看这位母亲的信心，这表现在祷告上。
Now let's look at the faith of the mother, which is expressed in her prayer.
母亲在祷告上其实遇到一些挫折。
In fact, the mother's prayer.Was frustrated by some situation.
他遇到的第一个挫折是，他向耶稣祷告，耶稣却一言不发。
The first frustration was when she was praying to Jesus, Jesus did not speak a word.
弟兄姐妹，在基督徒与神交往当中最辛苦的经历是什么？你向神祷告，神好像保持缄默。
The most difficult experience in our prayer life is when you pray and it seems that God doesn't speak to you.
当神保持缄默的时候，使到你不知道怎么样去处理、去面对。
And when God is silent, you don't know what to do and how to cope with situation.
我们就说，神啊，你为什么不答应我呢？
And you say, Lord, why don't you answer me?
神啊，你为什么好像没有行动呢？
God, how come you don't seem to have any action?
那个时候，这个妇人的光景就是这样。
Now the woman was in such a situation.
但是在祷告上，这个妇人非常有信心，她总不放弃。
But in prayer, she had faith and she did not give up.
她鼓励自己，除非耶稣答应我，不然我就不罢休。
She encouraged herself, unless Jesus answers me, I will never stop praying.
我们再来看第二个场面。
Now let's look at the second scene.
这个场面是耶稣说话了。
This one is.Jesus speaks.
但耶稣这不是向妇人说话，乃是对他的门徒说话。
But this time Jesus did not speak to her, but to her disciples.
门徒说：“主啊，这个妇人一直在我们后面喊叫，搅扰我们。你打发他走好不好
？”And the disciples said to Jesus, "Oh Lord, this person is disturbing us. Send her away."
门徒的意思说：“主啊，你就帮助他。”
The disciples means, Lord, just help her so that she can go.
主啊，解决她的问题。
God, solve her problem.
但是耶稣的回答出乎门徒意料之外。
But the answers of Jesus surprised the disciples.
耶稣说，我奉差遣只是到以色列迷失的羊群当中去。
Jesus said, I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
耶稣这里的意思是，我医治的恩典只给以色列人，不是给外邦人。
The meaning of Jesus here is that the grace of my healing is only for the Israelites and not for the Gentiles.
我来是要成全神给以色列家的应许。
I have come to fulfill God's promises to the house of Israel.
而这个妇人是在神应许给以色列人的约以外。
But this woman is outside of the covenant of God's promise.
弟兄姐妹，如果前面耶稣一言不发，令你觉得不容易理解。
Brothers and sisters, if earlier Jesus did not say a word and it caused you to don't know what to say.
那我想现在这一番话会让你觉得很难理解。
Then this answer by Jesus would cause you more difficult to understand.
但奇妙的是，这个妇人一点也没有灰心。
But what is wonderful is that this woman was not discouraged.
她不觉得耶稣在拒绝她。
She did not feel that Jesus was denying her.
现在我们看第三个场面。
Now let's look at the third scene.
经文说，那妇人就来拜他说：“主啊，帮助我。”
The Bible said the woman came to Jesus and said, "Lord, help me."
这位妇人的确非常有信心。
Now this woman was indeed very a person of faith.
她觉得用口来祈求不够。
She felt that just to ask with the lips is not enough.
他就亲近耶稣，靠近耶稣，并且在耶稣的脚前敬拜他。
She drew near to Christ and then worshiped Christ at Jesus' feet.
说主啊，求你帮助我。
And she said, Lord, help me.
这一次主就直接的回答他了。
This time the Lord answered her directly.
但主的话一点也没有给他盼望。
But the words of the Lord did not bring her hope.
主说拿女儿的饼丢给狗吃是不对的。
The Lord said it is not right to take the children's bread and give it to the dogs.
弟兄姐妹，我不知道你读这经文的时候你的感觉如何。
Brothers and sisters, I don't know how you feel when you read this passage.
你可能会问，耶稣对这个妇人为什么这样苛刻呢？
You probably ask why Jesus was so harsh to her.
主耶稣为什么用狗这个字呢？
Why does Jesus use the word dogs?
其实在圣经的原文，耶稣讲的狗不是在街头上流浪的大狗。
In fact, the word Jesus used of the dogs here is not referring to the wild dog running on the streets.
耶稣这里讲的是宠物的小狗。
The dogs, the word for dogs here is a reference to the pet, the good dogs.
这里的画面是孩子吃饭的时候，有小狗围在桌子的旁边等候掉下来的碎渣儿。
The picture here is when the children are eating food. The family dogs will come to surround the children to watch them eat.
另一点我要请大家考虑的是耶稣讲话的口气。
The second thing that I want you to pay attention to is the mood of Jesus' speech.
我相信耶稣讲话的口气充满着恩慈温柔。
I believe that the voice of Jesus Christ was filled with tenderness and love and compassion.
他的脸上可能露出一缕的微笑。
Perhaps her face was showing a smile.
使到这个妇人听到耶稣讲话的时候，一点也不觉得被冒犯。
So that when the woman listened and watched Jesus, she was not offended.
反而她看到了希望的曙光。
Instead, she saw a beam of hope.
所以她对主说：“主啊，不错，狗也吃主人桌子上掉下来的碎渣儿。”
For this reason, she responded to the Lord and said, "Lord, yes, but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table."
这里我们看到这位母亲的谦卑。
Here we see the humility of the mother.
因为她求的不是桌子上的面包。
But for what she asks is not the bread on the table.
她求的是掉下来的零碎。
What she asks are the crumbs that fall from the tables.
听到这样的话，耶稣欣然地回答她。
Having heard the response of the woman, Christ gladly responded again.
妇人，你的信心是大的。
And he said, "Oh, woman, great is your faith."
照着你所要的，为你成全了。
Be it done for you as you desire.
感谢主，耶稣的话一发出，他的女儿就好了。
Thank God, when Jesus spoke, the woman's daughter was healed.
但是主在没有应允祷告之前，先称赞这个母亲的信心。
But before Jesus Christ answered her prayer, Jesus praised the faith of the mother.
在新约圣经里面，主耶稣才对两个人称赞说：“你的信心是大的。”
In the Bible, the gospel record, Jesus Christ only praised two people for their great faith.
一个是罗马的百夫长。
One is the centurion of a Roman.
另外一个就是这个妇人了。
And the other is this woman.
你说这个妇人的信心到底有多大的？
You ask, how great is the woman's faith?
首先，她不是神的选民，但是她来到神的面前。
First, she was not the chosen people of God, but she still came to the presence of God.
接着，耶稣对她缄默，没有回答她，但是她没有放弃。
Second, when Jesus was silent, did not answer her, she did not give up.
接着门徒替她祈求，耶稣说她是在选民以外的人。
Next, when the disciples pray on her behalf, Jesus' response was, well, she is outside of the chosen people.
可是她继续到主的面前，并且向主敬拜。
But she continued to come to the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ and worship him.
最后耶稣向她说话了。
Finally, Jesus spoke.Her.
但是那话不容易接受。
But the words of Jesus was not easy to accept.
主说拿女儿的饼给狗吃是不对的。
Jesus said, "It is not right to take the bread of the children and give it to the dogs."
但是这个母亲的回答令我们感到非常的惊讶。
But the mother's answer surprises us.
她说主啊，但我不是求你桌子上的面包，而是从桌上掉下来的碎渣儿。
She said, "But Lord, I'm not asking for bread from the table, but the crumbs that fall from it."
意思是主啊，我知道我不配。
And her meaning is, "Lord, I know that I'm not worthy."
但我求你施恩惠于我。
But I ask that you give me grace.
耶稣听到这样的祈求，就回应他。
When Jesus heard this prayer, he answered her.
哦，这是何等信心的祷告。
Oh, what a prayer of faith.
这是何等的称赞。
Oh, what a praise This is from the Lord.
主耶稣没有对他任何一个门徒说，你的信心是大的。
Jesus never said to any of his disciples that your faith is great.
却称赞这位母亲，你的信心是大的。
But Jesus praised this woman, your faith is great.
并且立刻就医治了他的女儿。
And he immediately, instantly healed her daughter.
弟兄姐妹，我们以下要讲这个经文让我们学到的一些功课。
Brothers and sisters, we want to talk about the lessons that we can learn from this passage.
第一，我们在这母亲的身上看到了真爱，真诚的爱。
First, we see true love in this mother.
显然，这个母亲在以色列人的面前，她是处于低劣的地位。
Now, in the sight of the Israelites, she is in a very inferior position.
因为她不是以色列人。
Because she is not an Israelite.
她是住在叙利亚的迦南人。
She is a Canaanite who lives in Syria.
迦南是一个被咒诅的民族。
And Canaan is a tribe being cursed by God.
在神应许给以色列人的诸约上，他们一点都无份无关。
In all the promises and the covenant God has made with the Israelites, they have no part in it.
但是这位母亲有一位一样非常宝贵的东西。
But this mother has something very precious.
就是母爱。
And that is the love of the mother.
这母爱使她超越种族的限制跟不利。
This love of the mother encouraged her to break through the limitations of a foreigner.
这母爱使到她对主耶稣有坚持的信心。
This love of the mother enabled her to have persistent faith in Jesus.
这母爱使到耶稣从加利利来到推罗西顿来寻找他。
This love of the mother led Jesus to come from Galilee to Tyre and Sidon to look for her.
最终释放他的女儿脱离魔鬼的捆绑跟折磨。
And this love led to Jesus, deliverance.Of this daughter from the bondage of the demon.
谢谢主赐给我们母亲。
Thank God for giving us mothers.
我们谢谢主给母亲对我们的爱。
We thank God for the love of the mothers.
我相信在座的每一位母亲的爱不会少过这个迦南妇人。
I believe that the mothers here, your love for your children is not less than.The woman's love in the Bible.
第二个要学的功课。
The second lesson to learn.
就是你向神祷告，神虽然静默，不等于神否决你的祷告。
The second lesson is when you pray to God, and even though God is silent, it doesn't mean that God doesn't care for your prayer.
显然，神没有每一次立刻就应允你的祷告。
Obviously, God doesn't answer your prayer immediately every time.
但是主没有立刻应允你的祷告是有原因的。
But when God doesn't immediately answer your prayer, there's a reason.
有时是因为时候还没有到。
Sometimes it is because the time is not yet.
有的时候神说我要先改变你。
Sometimes God says, I must first change you.
有时神说我要你属灵的生命成长起来。
Sometimes God says, I want your spiritual life to grow.
有的时候神说我要你里面的信心展现出来。
Sometimes God says, I want the faith that is in you be manifested.
主耶稣对这个妇人的做法就是这个样子。
Now, this is the way that Jesus dealt with this woman.
弟兄姐妹，我相信我们很多人到主面前来祷告，我们的动机是自私的。
Brothers and sisters, I believe that every time when we come to the presence of God to pray, our motive often is selfish.
你只求主满足你的需要。
You only ask God to satisfy your needs.
你只求主帮助你的困难。
You only ask God to help you in your difficulties.
但一旦主应允了你，帮助你，你转身就走。
But once the Lord answer you and help you, you turn around and walk away.
很多的人对我们的神就好像他去医院的急诊室一样。
Many people treat our God as though he is going to the emergency or the hospital.
啊，你就帮我帮个忙，然后我就走了。
help me with my difficulty, and you left.
但是神的旨意是要你更深的认识他。
But God's will is so that you might know Him more.
神要你的信心增长。
God will your faith to increase.
神要与你建立一个亲密的关系。
God wants to establish an intimate relationship with you.
所以弟兄姐妹，当你的祷告还没有立刻蒙主应允的时候，请不要灰心。
So brothers and sisters, when your prayer has not been heard by God, do not be discouraged.
你要把信心坚持到底。
You must persist all the way to the end.
直到主对你说，你因着你的信心为你成全。
Until the Lord say, I will do this for you because of your faith.
直到主对你说，我的恩典够你用，我的能力在你的软弱上显得完全。
Until God say, my grace is sufficient for you and my power is manifested and completed in your weakness.
第三个功课。
The third lesson.
衡量我们当如何衡量基督徒属灵的经历。
Evaluate how we evaluate the Christian experience.
有的时候必须是在一件事情结束的时候，而不是在开始的时候。
When you evaluate our Christian experience, you do not do it at the beginning, you do it at the end.
如果你在一开始祷告，主没有听你，你就下了一颗判语，你就会质疑神，你就会误会神，你也会远离神。
Before you ask and God just respond to you, sometimes your evaluation of God is wrong, and you even question God and turn away from Him.
但如果你等到终点的时候才去看事情的起点跟经过，就不一样了。
But when you wait until the end of the results of a matter, and then you evaluate the whole process, your viewpoint about God is different.
你就会赞美神，他的智慧，他的美意。
You will praise God for His wisdom and His good will.
你就会说，神啊，我赞美你，你的旨意高过我的旨意。
And you say, God, I praise you for your will is higher than my will.
你的意念高过我的意念。
Your thought is higher than my thought.
你的道路高过我的道路。
Your way higher than my way.
弟兄姐妹，我不知道你在人生的处境当中是在哪一个地方。
Brothers and sisters, I don't know where you are in your life journey.
或者刚刚开始，或者是在终点，或者已经接近尾声了。
Perhaps you are at the beginning of an experience.Or in the middle of it, or maybe at toward the end of it.
无论如何，你要忍耐行完神的旨意。
No matter what, you must be patient to fulfill God's will.
你不肯失去起初的爱。
You should not lose your love which you have at the beginning.
你要坚持你的信心，这个信心就表现在你的祷告上。
You must persist in your faith, and this persistence of faith.Is expressed in your prayer life.
我们如何知道一个人有信心？看他的祷告生活。
How do we know a person has faith? Look at this person's prayer life.
如果他继续的祷告。
If the person continue to pray.
祷告直到神完成谱写你生命的乐章。
You pray until God finish, the composition of music in your life.
弟兄姐妹，你要相信上帝。
Brothers and sisters, you must believe in God.
让我在你的耳边对你轻声说，耶和华是神。
Let me whisper in your ear that Jehovah is God.
他是全能的神。
He is the Almighty God.
他是信实的神。
He is the faithful God.
他是为我们信心创始成终的神。
He is the author and finisher of our faith.
他如果带领你经过水火，我要带你到丰盛的泉源。
If he lead you through the water and the fire, he means to lead you to the abundant water and spring.
主，以下我们兄弟唱一首歌啊，来纪念我们的母亲，也来赐福给在座的每一位。
We'll sing a song for you to remember our mom, our own moms, and to share our love with you.
浮云一瞬间就消失，留下极微小的痕迹。所夸耀的美景，在无限宇宙中，好像一朵花全凋谢。唯有母亲所流眼泪，在我一生中最可贵，没这为我关心。每夜为我祈祷，使我痛苦中得安慰。最想在童年，不只是三千儿，睡在母亲的慈怀中，紧着我的母亲离开我。但是我仍然要坚强，唯有母亲所流眼泪，在我一生中最可贵，每日为我关心，每夜为我祈祷，是我痛苦中的安慰。母亲的信仰，我永远不忘记，是我转着时的安慰。当那日主再来，领我到天城门，那时要看见我母亲。唯有母亲所流眼泪，在我一生中最可贵，每日为我关心，每夜为我祈祷，是我痛苦中的安慰。臣有尽职，但孝顺你父母，我只有一天无机会，是父母在今世不为你心忧伤，不要人战犯当犯罪，唯有母亲说
常愿天父的慈爱。
Now may the loving kindness of God the Father.
我们主耶稣基督的恩惠。
And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
圣灵的交通。
And the fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
每一天都与弟兄姐妹同在。
Be with brothers and sisters every day.
直到我们主耶稣基督回来的日子。
Until the day Jesus Christ returned back for us.
愿主牵着您的手。
May the Lord hold your hand.
每天与你同行。
May the Lord walk alongside with you.
愿他安慰你。
May the Lord comfort you.
愿他扶持你。
May the Lord uphold you.
愿他坚固你。
May the Lord strengthen you.
愿他医治你。
May the Lord heal your sickness.
愿他供给你。
May the Lord provide for your need.
愿他指明每一天的道路。
And may the Lord show your way every day.
保守你行在其中。
And to safeguard you to walk in His way and His will.
给你一切的智慧。
And to give you all the wisdom.
一切的力量。
All the strength.
一切的资源。
And all the resource.
来为主而活。
To live a life for Christ.
在生活中活出见证。
And to live a life of testimony.
行出真理的道
and then to walk out the truth
结出圣灵的果子
and to bear the fruits of the Holy Spirit
来荣耀三位一体的真神
and to bring glory to the triune God
这样主就与你同在
by so doing God will be with you
他就赐你平安
the Lord will give you peace
就赐你喜乐
the Lord will give you joy
从今时直到永远
from now unto eternity
但愿在至高之处荣耀归于三位一体的真神
and glory to God into the triune God
圣父圣子圣灵
God the Father God the Son God the Holy Spirit
但愿在地上平安归给他所喜悦的人
and on earth peace be unto everyone who find favor with God
奉靠主耶稣基督的名
we bless in the name of Jesus Christ
Amen
Amen, Amen.
弟兄姐妹和听众朋友，以上空中主日崇拜节目是嘉略山华人基督教会为您制作的。您听了节目，心里如果有感动，或有信仰上的问题，或需要祷告，欢迎您打电话与我们联络。我们的电话是909-591-0080，909-591-0080，或者是626-475-6684，626-475-6684。我们也邀请您来参加我们教会的主日崇拜，时间上午10点开始，地址在3945 Schaefer Avenue, City of Chino, California 91710，3945 Schaefer Avenue, City of Chino.California 91710，朋友，谢谢您的收听，愿主赐福给您。下个礼拜天上午同一时间，我们空中再会。